Hello, GWA. This is Tarkus Trooper here. And, as usual, I have not even bothered going to sleep. So here I am just sitting up, just thinking about a certain dream I've had last night. And God, it is such a sexy, sexy, sexy dream. And, I would love to just get comfortable and tell it to you like that. Let me scoot a little bit farther onto the bed. Okay, don't want to fall off it. Alright, so, yeah, I'm under my covers. Such a nice spring night, but, yeah, anyway. About my dream from last night. it's, how do I put it? So I had this dream about traveling to some place in France. Probably, I don't know which place it was. It was Paris or Marseille. I don't know which one. Oh God. Or Bordeaux. I don't know. I don't know which part, but I remember having this dream about traveling to France, and I am sightseeing all of these places, and then I happen to see this woman who is just, gosh, she's just so curvy, so thick. She had this long strawberry blonde hair, and she had the prettiest, sharpest blue eyes I've ever seen. It's kind of like an icy blue, almost. I don't really know, but her eyes, if you would have stared into them, you know that her gaze would just be like, cut right through you, just like that. She had the plumpest lips. She had the plumpest lips I've ever seen. Just so plump, she just can't help but just grab her and kiss her right away, because it seems like her lips are in this perpetual pout. And she was just curvy and thick in all the right places. I mean, she was just, oh my gosh, she was so beautiful. And I got to walk around with her for a little bit. And then she just, she invites me back to her place. And I'm a little bit hesitant because, one, I don't know her very well. And two, I'm in a foreign country and I don't know what it'll lead me to. But she is just, this woman is just so damn pretty. It's so beautiful that I'm hypnotized by her. And her accent when she talks, the way she talks, it just sounds like honey to my ears. Her voice, it just puts me in a trance, as well as her eyes do. I can't forget the way that her hair just blows in the wind sometimes. Just hair is so long and so luxurious. Strawberry blonde. Oh God. She was so beautiful. She was so beautiful. Anyway, go back to our place. And first thing we do, she pushes me in through the door, pushes me up against the wall, and just starts kissing me so deep. She starts kissing me so deep, her tongue in my mouth, tangling with my tongue. Her teeth biting down on my bottom lip every time she just kisses me. God, and she kisses so hard that I almost lose my breath when I kiss her. It's just so fucking hot. Oh. So much bigger than mine, and I felt so good pressed up against my chest. I could just feel her nipples getting hard up against me whenever she just kissed me so deep. I wish I could just taste her on my tongue, because I imagine she tastes really, really good. Imagine strawberry flavored lip balm or something like that when she kisses me. Oh my God. Her breath. It's like a mixture of like espresso and mint. I mean, most people wouldn't like the scent of coffee on somebody's breath, but I love it. I love it. And it's weird of me to say because I'm a coffee nut. But anyway, no, I just imagine her breath is just like a mixture of mint and espresso. The way she kisses me is just so passionately. So fervently that I just can't keep up with her kisses anymore. I just let her kiss me. I can't, oh God, as much as I try to kiss back, it's kind of hard because she takes the reins. She's just, she's a professional in kissing. She pins my arms up against the wall and she kisses me. Then I could just feel her hands. I could just feel her just unbuttoning my jeans and zipping down my jeans. And then just taking off my jacket and then raising my arms up and just lifting my shirt above my head. Oh, she keeps kissing me. She doesn't even miss a beat. Her kisses are getting hungrier and hungrier. Fuck, if only if I could kiss back, if I just didn't stand there like a deer in the headlights. Kisses are so passionate. Her kisses are just like, oh fuck. Can't even keep up with her. And so she stops kissing me for a bit. She undresses herself down to her lavender bra and her lavender print. I don't know if they were lavender or like a purple. purplish gray. I've no idea. My brain's kind of foggy on those kind of details, but she was wearing just a bra and panties, just a lace thong and a lavender bralette. She guides me onto the bed. She tells me to sit on the bed. She tells me to wrap my legs around her so she can kiss me more. God, fuck. She tells me to lay on the bed and just kiss me. God, that accent was so bad. I apologize, but God, her accent was just so sexy and so soft. She just cups her hand underneath my chin and just her kisses become a little bit gentler, but just it has the same passion as before, just not as she's just not as gung-ho as before. She just gently kisses me, but her tongue still dances with mine, and it just, oh, it just drives me insane. Our kisses, God, I want someone to kiss me like that, especially her. And the odd thing about it is I don't even know her name, but you have to remember it's just a dream. You don't remember anybody's name in a dream, I don't think. So that's the thing. She starts grinding herself against me with my legs wrapped around her waist. And it's just, she gradually just makes me ride her. Oh my God, and I could just feel her getting wet. I could just feel her getting wet in her panties. And I could just feel myself getting wet too. Oh. And then she starts working her way down from my lips to my neck to my collarbone, just kisses me and suckles there. Oh, just me sucking and licking on my neck. Oh, just the way I like it. Just the way I like to be kissed. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. She makes her way down to my tits. I'm not even wearing a bra because I usually don't wear one. My tits are too little for one anyway. So she takes my nipple into her mouth. Oh, and just licks it and suckles on it. Oh, fuck. Just make me moan. And whine. Oh, as I grind up against her pussy. Oh, fuck. And she sucks on me. Better. Oh, as if I got on top of her and I just start sucking on her tits because they're so much bigger than mine. Just imagine it. If my dream were to go on a little bit longer, I'd take off her bra, have her get on top of me, and have her tits hovering over my face, so I could just, oh fuck, you just have her dangling those beautiful tits over my face, so I could just reach up, let my tongue reach up, and lick her nipples just like that, and just suck, and suck, oh God. I just love it. Oh, I just love it. Having her just grind against me. Let me suck on her tits. But that doesn't happen in my dream because fuck, I was so disappointed. But I do remember being in between her legs, having my leg draped over hers, and her pussy fucking rubbing against mine. God, I was so on edge the whole time. Her grinding against me, hearing her moan, hearing her whimper. As she grinds her cunt against mine, feeling how wet she is through her panties. God, I wish we were naked though, like all the way naked, so we just get wet and wild together. Oh God, yeah. God, I want that. I just want that. Oh, I want her. I want her to fuck me. I want her to fuck me like that. But I do remember her spanking me. That's so fucking hot. Having her spank me as she trips me, scissors me, feeling her heart little clit just rub against mine, feel her spank me. Oh fuck yeah, I wanna be her bad girl. I wanna be her bad girl so she can spank me as she fucks me. Oh fuck yeah. Get on top of me, rub her pussy against mine so I could just have an excuse to just watch her tits bounce. She fucks me hard. Yeah. Yeah. Come. Wherever she is, wherever she is, I just want her so much. Is it bad that I want a dream so bad? That's my dream, girl. That's it for me right there. The French girl with long strawberry hair, strawberry blonde hair. She's curvy and thick. Oh, with big tits and a big ass. Just a squishy stomach so I could just lay my head. Oh, I could just lay my head on her and just have her as my pillow. Just cuddle up against her and make her mine as she makes me hurt. Piercing blue eyes, plump lips, just a beautiful pink pussy, so I can lick and suck it. I'm sucking on her clit. She sits on my face. Cause I want her to sit on my face so she could just smother me with that big, hot ass. Oh, yeah. She talks dirty to me in French. Baisse-moi, s'il vous plaît. Baisse-moi, s'il vous plaît. Baisse-moi, s'il vous plaît. Yeah, that's what I would do. I beg her. I beg her. In the best French that I can muster. Baisse-moi. Baisse-moi. Baisse-moi, s'il vous plaît. Baisse-moi, s'il vous plaît. God. What I wouldn't give for that to happen to me. Have a woman like that happen to me. If that makes any sense. Does that sentence make any sense? It does now. It does now. I want a woman like that to happen to me. Yeah, because she was so beautiful in my dream. I wonder if I could meet someone like that. Let's see. French, long strawberry blonde hair, piercing blue eyes, plump lips. She's curvy and thick. And she's just wild in bed. I want that so bad. I really do want that. That's my definition of a dream girl right there. That is definitely my dream girl. Alright, I think I've rambled enough. So yeah. I think this is gonna sound stupid, but I hope y'all enjoyed it. So yeah. Tarkus Trooper signing out. Signing off, signing out. Shit, I don't know. Bye.